You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast, Saturday, May 26th, Political Cesspool radio program, broadcasting to you live from our flagship station here in Memphis, AM 1600 WMQM, going out to the AM-FM affiliate stations, ever-growing, of the Liberty News Radio Network online. So many different ways you can listen to us. As most TPC fans know, I decline the vast majority of interview requests that come my way. And over the course of my career, have rejected at one time or another almost all of the world's biggest news outlets. However, there is a new YouTube show that piqued my interest, and I got an invitation from its hostess a few days ago and appeared as her guest earlier this week, and we had such a good time that I thought a reciprocal invitation was in order. And the hostess of this particular show, Kayla, is a young lady who is just getting started. She started her show last month, and I found her to be remarkably poised and composed, also well-versed in our issues, and possesses the ability to articulate her opinions. I appeared with her for an hour earlier this week and thought highly enough of it that I'd like to bring her on to this show and let you know a little bit more about her and her work. So, Kayla, welcome to the Political Cesspool.
Thanks again for having me, Mr. Edwards. I appreciate the invitation.
You're very welcome. So I asked, well, let me find it in my notes here. I got too many notes. I've got too many pages of notes. Well, I asked.
You study too hard.
I can find it here on. Yes. I can find it here on on Twitter. I asked Kayla earlier to give us a bio to introduce her with, and she offered this. Kayla of Big Cat Kayla Livestreams is a nationalist who has a YouTube channel that platforms discussions about white identity, culture, and struggle. So that is what her show's all about. And already, just in her first month, she's already had many of our friends on the air, including, but not limited to, Jared Taylor and Kevin McDonald, among others. So with that being said, I'm going to toss it right back to her. Kayla, tell us a little bit more about yourself and what led you to begin your own YouTube channel.
Well, let's just say I was on the internet for a while, just kind of sitting back, and I don't know. I thought, well, why not actually just try starting a channel, just sending some invites out. And, like you said, I've been doing it for less than a month now. I do really like white advocacy topics, pro-white, pro-nationalist. And you know what? I mean, when you ask someone, the most they can say is no. And so a lot of our guests have been kind enough not to say no. And it's just it's taken off, and everyone's been the reception. It's just been amazing, to say the least.
Well, I was we talked about this a little bit when I was on with you. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't yet seen that interview, which is available on YouTube, and it was a video interview, you can catch it. And I'll let Kayla give out all of her contact information in a moment. But the easiest way for regular listeners of this program, just go to my Twitter at James Edwards TPC. We link to it there. If you're not Twitter proficient, on Monday, at thepoliticalcesspool.org, we're going to post the video to our blog so you can catch it there. But one thing that I noticed is that Kayla is not yet a month into her run here, and already there was quite a bit of chatter, quite a few people in the chat room, quite a few people watching it live, and it's had several hundred downloads since then. And for somebody only 3 or 4 weeks into her career as a pundit, I would dare say that Kayla is further along at this point four or five weeks in than we were 4 or 5 weeks into the run of TPC back in 2004. So there was you've definitely gotten you've already built the framework for your audience.
I do. The audience is actually they're really great. We have a good base of people that come and watch us. At first we plan to have the show, and when I say we, it is myself and another person on the internet who goes by the name of Pravada, and he helps with a lot of the other booking. I just reached out to you myself, and so that worked in my favor. But yeah, I mean, I'd say that the audience, they just seem to be receptive to sometimes just a nice casual discussion between people that maybe do have a like mind as them, or maybe don't. But our show's not perfect. The tech isn't always great. We call the show a comfy tangent because normally we'll start out with one topic. We'll kind of have a set path in mind. But it doesn't always go that way, right? If you're having a good discussion with someone, normally it does kind of take this tangent. You end up like 6 miles off the road from where you started, but you're both enjoying it so much you don't even notice that you got there until you kind of stand still, look around, and say, oh, so what do you know? It's been a couple hours, and this is where we are. So, yeah, the audience really seems to like that casual atmosphere.
I didn't know that you had the live chat going when I appeared with you. I found that out later on. Well, I found that out, I guess, from hearing you make a reference to it during our interview. But when I posted, when I was scheduling the video to post to our website on Monday, as I just mentioned, I noticed it, and it was quite a bit of chatter in there. So, yes, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I think at this point in your run, you're much further than we were in our first month. And it is called a comfy tangent. I think that's the only detail that I left out a moment ago. And it was very comfortable. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have done interviews with absolutely everyone. And I was most comfortable there this particular channel. It was almost like the female equivalent of Sam Bushman, our network owner, who has me on once a month on the Liberty Roundtable. It was like being with family, and we had a great time. And if you haven't seen it yet, again, you can catch it already, of course, and we link to it at our Twitter, but we're going to put it up at thepoliticalcesspool.org on Monday as well. But where would you like to see it go? How long would you like to see it run for? Is this something that you think will be a long-term commitment from you? And where would you like to see in a year from now, 2 years from now, et cetera?
Well, that's kind of the thing, right? I mean, I agree with you. This show took off, and it's at a pace that I was not expecting, to say the least. And I'm going to be married by the end of the year. And obviously, once you get married, you start your family planning. And so, I mean, I'm going to have to see, whether it's a year down the road that I maybe do less shows than I do, or if I find someone in which I would feel comfortable handing the channel off to. But yeah, I haven't really thought about that too much. I mean, so far I seem to just kind of be playing it by ear. And I want to make sure that, you know, I treat the audience with respect. I don't just simply drop the channel. If something comes up, I would want to have someone that I could pass it along to that would be able to carry on a comfortable conversation.
Well, you can find a way to make it work if you want to. I have been hosting this show from the time that I was dating my wife, from the time we got married, and really through every phase of my the evolution of our relationship, from dating to marriage to children, and this program has been a constant in my life. But I would like to ask you this, going back very quickly to the audience. We'll shelve that, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Kayla and get a little more information about exactly what her content is and why you should be interested and why you should begin to start tuning in. And we'll do that when we come back. So stay tuned, everybody.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Searching, searching, every night and day, if we gotta keep on the run, follow the sun.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
I really do have to get back in touch with the chief, Art Frith, the lord of the board, and get him to cut us some new bumpers because we run those bumpers, but we actually never really do take calls. we decline a lot of calls, but we have so little time. Sometimes we take calls. But anyway, I appeared with Kayla on A Comfy Tangent earlier this week, and the interview dealt a little bit about the history of the political cesspool. We hit on a variety of other topics as well. But I wanted to have her back on for a couple of reasons. Number one, I was impressed with her poise, her composure, her ability. But also, I can remember how difficult it was when I was just starting out in radio and how appreciative I was when someone would give me an assist. And with that in mind, we're having her on tonight. We want you to follow her on Twitter. You can go to our Twitter and link over to her and follow her. And we will also want you to begin to tune into her show. Based upon what I've seen, I think there's something there. And Jared Taylor was her last guest. I was the guest the day before that. And there's some other guests you may want to learn from. And I'm sure there's more great things to come. Not a big body of work because she's only a month into it. And that's what brings her onto our show tonight. So I want to ask you again very quickly about the audience. Where did the audience come from? Busting on the scene out of nowhere without, you know, we talked a little bit about my progression into radio when I was on with you from working for Pat Buchanan to running for office and then into radio. Where did you come from and where did these people come from just a couple of weeks into your into your career?
Well, okay, so yeah, for people that that either they do know YouTube or for some that don't, a lot of these live streams, which are just live recordings, there's a chat on in the side. And so for me, I used to be a viewer of other streams, whether they're pro-white or, you know, kind of just debate streams, things like that. And so I would be in the chat, and you see a lot of the same faces, right? You kind of start to, in a way, make some acquaintances. And so eventually, I don't know. I mean, I was able to have some guest appearances on some other YouTube channels. And I was able to just kind of get the word out, and from there with the guests and advertising, if you want to call it advertising, through Twitter. And when I say advertising, I mean just putting a link up there and saying, hey, come join us. It seems to have gotten people's attention. We had Patrick Little on recently, and that was with Patrick Little and Kevin McDonald on the same show, and that was probably the biggest live audience that we've had, and Jared Taylor was a close second. So people are very interested in hearing these people and their ideas and listening to these discussions. I think a lot of people are very interested in pro-white ideas. They're interested in nationalist ideas. You know, I think a lot of people do, to some extent, kind of feel like their freedom to associate is being violated. And sometimes it's nice to know that there are other people out there that do think like you, that you're not crazy, you're not alone. And so you kind of create a place for people to go and actually meet others like themselves and listen to them.
Well, I agree with you, of course. And as we talked about, up until about 2016, I knew everybody, especially with the old guard. I consider myself an old guard, having been in this for as long as I have, and most of the people that I have worked with have been people that have been in this, lifers, if you will. But after 2016, after the Trump campaign, there was just a ubiquitous presence of new content, and the market began to be flooded with content, and some of them were good, some of them not so good, some of them have grown exponentially, and as you are growing now. And so I don't know everybody since 2016, but when the Red Ice people reached out to me, and they've become good friends of mine, Lana and Henrik at Red Ice. And you remind me a little bit about Lana, maybe being both West Coast girls, but I think you have the opportunity to grow, and I think of it enough to have you on tonight, and share a little bit more about your work. But put it in your own words one more time, exactly what kind of show our audience would have. They're tuning in to you for the first time. What kind of show they can expect to find? What you may be talking about during any given broadcast, the issues and the politics that inspire you the most to take action, what would they find when they tune into a comfy tangent?
Well, on a comfy tangent, I'd say a guest can actually expect a real conversation between two people, whether we agree or we don't. It's going to be an honest conversation. I always have an open invitation for anyone that would like to come on. And during the times of censorship, especially for the dissident right, this seems to kind of be a topic. And we need to make sure that after 2016, like you said, the market was saturated, but a lot of those channels have been shut down. A lot of people have been docked. They've had to leave. And we need to make sure that we keep these platforms for these discussions to be open. So on my show, you'll kind of see a variety of guests. Whether you will be seeing a Senate candidate taking on Dianne Feinstein and talking about issues he believes in, or whether you'll see someone talking about how they made catapults in their younger years. I prefer the conversation to just take a natural flow. I know that sometimes a structured interview is the best way, and sometimes it's not. We prefer to discuss nationalist issues, demographic change, immigration, a pro-white identity move. That's where I prefer to really have the discussion space. But wherever it goes, it goes.
And we hope that it goes far. we hope that it goes far. We wish you every success, as I wished to you when I was on the program a couple of days ago. I want to ask you one more question, and then, of course, we want to give you the opportunity to plug. We've given people opportunity to link over to you, but we want to give you the opportunity to give it to you in your own words, and then my co-host has a quick question. But first of all, I would just like to ask, because I don't believe I asked you this the other day, or I don't know. So you reached out to me as one of your first guests, but how did you learn about our work?
Well, I was on YouTube, and I was watching the speeches from American Renaissance, and I remember I had seen one of your speeches, and I was kind of enthralled because I don't know. I've always how do I say this? I've always liked the Southern draw. So initially, that just caught my attention, and then I really liked your passion. Right, that was something that I really liked. You were describing how you were trying to get into politics, and then you got into radio, and there was just a nice gusto there, and that was a nice little southern twang to it. I really took to your personality, even though I was just watching you through a screen. And so when I got on Twitter a month ago, I thought, oh, I've got to reach out to him. There's, you know, that's the whole point of being on the internet, that you can try to reach out to these people you never thought you'd be able to talk to. So that's how I saw you.
Wait, I got to tell you this. When Beth Reinhardt, which is one of the senior political reporters, and Sam Bushman can back me up on this, she reached out to me. The senior political reporter for the Wall Street Journal, she asked me for an interview. I said, I'd rather die in a leper colony than talk to you.
Oh, no.
But when Kayla reached out, guess what? There I was. And so, and I think, Eddie, you can probably tell why. Even Eddie was saying, my co-host Eddie, the Bobbinator Miller, Kayla, is with me tonight. He's been with me for years and years, ever since I ran for office. And you said, this is one smart cookie. You've already picked up on that.
I said that you were one smart cookie.
Yeah.
Ask the burning question that my younger, less wise son has totally neglected. How on earth did a 20-year-old go against the grain? I don't know if you know or not, but you were in a very small minority of people. How did you become a pro-white nationalist going against the stream?
All right, I'll tell you what. We only had Kayla booked for two segments. We're going to carry her over, if she's willing, just for 2 or 3 minutes on the flip side. And we'll let her answer that question and plug her sites and contact info. Kayla, can you stick with us for 2 or 3 more minutes?
Of course. Of course. As
well. All right. Kayla will be back with us right after this, and she can answer that question. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Oh yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, folks, as with every broadcast that we do, we have more content to pack into the program than we possibly have time to fill it in. And this evening show is no exception. And we're extending Kayla for one more segment. For two reasons. Number one, my reason is to give her the opportunity, in her own words, to plug her contact info. But also number two, Eddie was asking a question right before the break, and it was a good question, and she should answer it. So Eddie asked the question. Kayla, after you answer the question, give us your contact info, and then we'll let you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Go, Eddie.
Kayla, they call me the Bombardier, but with your age, you can call me Pappy or Papaw. that's what they call me in St. Jude. Well, but so anyway, I would like to ask you again, as young as you are an anomaly. We have very few people, especially women your age, that are in the movement, that are pro-white, that are nationalists, that are right-thinking. How did you get there, and what could we do in the political cesspool to help other people of your age and sex get into the movement, too? What could we do? Two-pronged question.
Are you done, Papa?
Yes, I certainly am. God bless you, dear. God bless you.
Wait, did I say it or did I cut out? Oh, no. Okay.
Well, he could be he'll answer to anything. You can call him anything, but late for dinner is.
Some of them call me Pawpaw. Some call me at St. Jude. I'm known as Papaw.
We call him Pappy or Dr. Pappy, if you will. Anyway.
All right, Dr. Pappy. There we go. We're still on a semi-formal basis. Well, actually, here we go. And this is the thing. With the younger generation, it always leads back to the internet. It always leads back to alternate forms of media. And on YouTube, my boyfriend at the time, or my current boyfriend as well, he was going down what is known as the red pill process, into race realism, into other questions. And he kind of brought me along. And the reason, and this actually goes to a guest we did just have, Mr. Jared Taylor. The reason why I was so excited to have Mr. Taylor on was that he was pivotal into me discovering this part of the political identitarian movement, because I didn't know that race realism was a contentious issue. I had no idea. I thought, well, of course, there's a difference between whites and blacks. What are people talking about? And from there, I mean, once you kind of dip your toe in the pool, it's not too long before you're just jumping in there sometimes. And so, you know, started to question other things, globalist aspects, nationalist aspects. And it's just something that, for me, it's a movement that's based on truth. And so it makes it very easy to understand. And I think when it comes to being able to spread our message to other people on the internet, because I do understand to some extent I am an anomaly. Most women are just simply not political. And so I hope to change the women's minds. But at the same time, I do understand that it is normally the man that does lead the hand of the woman, at least in terms of political leaning. And so I think that if we can build our men up strongly, they will be able to guide the women along with them down this path.
Well, Kayla, let me say this. We had you booked for two segments tonight. I'm glad we carried you over into the third, because your answer to that last question, I think really hit it out of the park and solidified our reason to having you on as a guest this evening. And I think if that didn't pique the interest of everybody tuned in this evening to learn more about you and your work, then nothing will. Ladies and gentlemen, a very well-spoken, well-versed, articulate young woman when it comes to presenting our issues. You just heard just a sampling of that, and you can, of course, hear a little more when you watch our interview together. But before you do any of that, we want you to follow her on Twitter. We want you to subscribe to her on YouTube, and she's going to tell you how to do that right now. Kayla, take it away.
Thank you. Everyone can go to my Twitter, Big Cat, D-A-T, so Big Cat underscore Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A. And they can simply search for my channel on YouTube, which is Big Cat Kayla Live Stream. And it's relatively easy to find me. Surprisingly, there aren't very many Big Cat Kaylas on the internet. So I do want to take this opportunity very quickly to extend my gratitude to you, Mr. Edwards. You've been nothing but kind, nothing but welcoming. And I can simply not articulate, right? I mean, I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, sweetheart, and I appreciate you, and I wish you all the best, and I hope that we'll continue to collaborate, but much more than that, I wish you everything you want, all the successes that you may be looking for, but more importantly, I hope that you play a positive role and have a positive impact for a cause far greater than you or me or even Pappy over there. And so I actually just got something in from one of my loyal listeners and also one of my loyal contributors up in New York. Ken up in New York says this young woman, Kayla, is a future Joan of Arc. Support her. And she just gave me the information on how to do that. If you're driving in your car tonight listening on the AM dial and you couldn't write it all down, don't worry. Just go to my Twitter or thepoliticalcesspool.org on Monday. We'll have it all there for you to link over to. So, hey, Kayla, have a great rest of the weekend. Thanks for coming on. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Oh, I will. Wishing you and your family the very best. And it was a pleasure meeting you, Dr. Pappy.
Pleasure meeting you to you too, Kayla.
How'd you get an honorary doctorate? He's not
well, that's just the way it is. And she's about the age of my grandson, probably. And go. I would walk through hell for my grandson as I would You'd Kayla.
There you go. And Eddie would. He's not putting
better
the shine
believe it.
On. He would. He's that kind of guy. Thank you, Kayla. All right. Fantastic. No, that's fantastic.
She got brains. She recognized me being the Dr. Pappy.
How did you get a doctorate all of a sudden in that interview? He went from Pappy to Dr. Pappy.
Well, like
interview.
Sam says, it's my delivery on the air.
No, but listen, I'm thoroughly impressed with her. A few people
she's
impressed
smart
me.
As it, she's smart
but,
as a whip.
You know, my main thing, anybody younger than me, and now I'll be 38 next month. I'll be 38 very soon. I'll be 38 in June. And I'm still relatively young compared to you, Pappy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I was a lot younger when I first started, though. I was 20 when I started with Pat. And then 20,
I wasn't even 60. Can you believe that?
I was, Kayla's age when I, yeah, there you go. And then 24 when I started the radio show. But
that's why we used to call you baby boy.
That's right. Art still calls me baby boy, even though I'm middle-aged now. But, no, listen. Being a young woman, taking on these issues in today's political climate, when she had me on and I had the chance to get to know her a little bit and I saw some of the other people she had on, I said, we need to do what we can to raise awareness of her work. And it is true what I said earlier. When I was 3 weeks into my show, I would have given anything for somebody to give me a little boost or an assist, and that was hard to come by.
I would like to ask a question on the air. Like,
it's still
so
hard
Sam
to come
posed.
By.
I would like to ask her, well, only time will tell, and Sam brought this up. When the hate starts coming in, when they turn the heat up, is she going to hold tight? We'll see. Is she going to hold firm? I think she will. I hope she will. I'll be very disappointed if she cuts a few cucks.
no man knows until he's on.
That's right.
The fire has been applied. And,
that's right.
For someone like yours truly who has had the fire applied, just about every day for the last 14 years. we could pass judgment, but I'll tell you this. I'm very impressed with this young lady, and I hope that folks will at least follow her on Twitter or subscribe to her on YouTube. That's the least you can do. She's having a great guest on. I mean, I looked at her lineup, and it's like, wow, am I her booking agent? I mean, these are our guests. These are our friends.
You know, like they say in one of my favorite songs, God on the Mountain, talk comes cheap.
You got 1 minute.
Just like, talk comes cheap when life's at its best.
You had something you wanted to say last hour. You got 60 seconds to
okay,
do it.
Okay, I would like to
very
say,
quick.
A lot of my friends talk about with one of the speakers coming to the
Nationalist
conference.
Solutions
guy. Nationalist Solutions, Dr. David Duke. I know a lot of people, and I'm not trying to hurt Dr. Duke's feelings. I know a lot of people don't like him. I won't say a lot. There's some. I hear people say, oh, he's had an ego. He's Duke's for Duke. He's this, he's that. Well, listen, I've been knowing Dr. Duke before James Edwards was born. I've been knowing him since before I got drafted. That's a long time, folks. I'll tell you what. I'll say one thing about Duke. He has never lied. He's never waffled. He's never backed down from what he said. He has faced, like the guest said earlier, the hellhounds. He's been in jail. He's come back to the United States knowing full well when he put his foot back on the soil in the United States, he's going to jail. He's never, ever waffled. He's got the guts of a lion. Hey. Is he perfect? Hell no, he's not. Am I perfect? Is James perfect? Is Sam perfect? No, none of us are perfect. Does he have an ego? Maybe. But do I have a temper? You better believe I do. And it's cost
that's
me
why you're the
dearly.
Bombardier.
It's cost me dearly. But you know what? I don't know anybody in the movement that's been around for 50 years. And I'm just telling people, if you want to come see a guy who's great, who may not be around forever, when you get to his age, he's not much younger than I, he could go anytime. Come see him speak.
You'll see David Duke. I love him. He has earned every bit of respect that I've ever given him.
I'm sure as hell not perfect.
A great friend of mine, a close personal friend. Come spend the weekend with me and David Duke and Eddie and the others at the Nationalist Solutions Conference in June. Nationalistsolutions.com. We'll be right back.
Right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
On the show, call us on James's dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, I said it about our first guest. I'll say it about our second guest, too. Both of the individuals that we've had on tonight, really any guest we have on any given week here at TPC, it reminds me of why I started this show. So tonight you had Simon Roche, who is
the one and only,
a good friend. And you had a young lady making her debut appearance on this program and just getting started in her activism. But both of those individuals that we featured tonight reminded me of why I took the path that I took. I didn't want to be another Sean Hannity. I didn't want to interview members of Congress and movie stars. I wanted to interview the people that should be getting mainstream recognition. And I wanted to bring to the AM airwaves people who were being shut out or otherwise distorted. Their message was being otherwise distorted by the lying press. And by God, don't we do it every given weekend. Now, speaking of Simon.
Let me say something about Simon right quick. Like,
all right, quick.
People, I'm going to tell
you very quick, I might add.
I tell you what, if you could only meet Simon like we met him. Me and Simon had a spiritual bond as soon as we met. I've never met anyone I respect more than Simon. And, I mean, I'm putting him up there, like James said, with my dad, with my Uncle McKinley. I've never met a greater man than Simon. And I'm not trying to say he's a saint or he's perfect. None of us are. Just like Duke's not perfect, I'm not perfect.
Well, people who pay a price, people who stand on the front
that
lines when the shooting starts, that is a man who
And he has an aura about him, James. He has an aura. You know, you see pure goodness when you see him. Yeah, as much as a human being could be good, but – I just wanted to get that out with Simon. I love him so
well,
much.
Well, and y'all also had a bond further than that,
yes,
which I can share with Simon, because you, along with Rich, along with Gene Andrews, were together in Charlottesville. So Simon was with you in Charlottesville.
The man was a rock.
And so much is happening in Charlottesville even today. I think you've had three people who, by my estimation, by going on the research that I've seen Brad Griffin produce for OccidentalDescent.com, and he has had frame by frame, either video or pictures of this entire event that happened in the parking garage. And it was an event in which it appeared as though a black individual was the person who was instigating the violence. And you had people who were there with there to defend Robert E. Lee, the Robert E. Lee monument, who were defending themselves. Well, the black individual who appeared to be, based upon what evidence I've been shown, instigating the violence, he has gotten off scot-free. Not only scot-free, not only were no charges filed or all charges dropped, he was giving, was able to raise tens of thousands of dollars. And the people who appeared to be defending themselves from this attack are now serving, three of them already, 6 to 10 years in prison. And there are more trials going on this very week in Charlottesville. Both Richard Spencer and Mike Enoch were in court in Charlottesville just yesterday. And Richard was able to attain a lawyer at the 12th hour. Mike Enoch was forced to represent his own self in court. And I have a friend who tried to
get... That's a travesty, James.
But there was an individual...
Sorry to cut you off.
A friend of mine who...
Cooking over.
Tried to get lawyers for the various people being persecuted and prosecuted there in Charlottesville, and this individual systematically went through the list of lawyers in Charlottesville and the surrounding area, working off the Charlottesville Bar Association's website and the list of lawyers sanctioned by the State Bar of Virginia. This individual spent several days working on this, and out of all of the lawyers, he was only able to get one lawyer in the entire state of Virginia, one, who would step up to the plate and do what lawyers always strut around and talk about at Bar Association gatherings, representing the unpopular so that every citizen can be represented in court. He was only able to find one of them. And the fact that Richard Spencer and others like him can't find lawyers to represent them in court is another example of what Lenin would call the objective factors. That lawyers, almost to a man or woman, would not represent our people in court shows two things. Number one, the system is a sham. And number two,
yes,
the foolishness of thinking that reform, whether incremental or not, is possible through the current and existing system.
Amen.
Here's what you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me close. We are sailing under the black flag. It is time that we all understand and recognize that whatever... I won't even call it naivete. Whatever faith and hope and trust that I put into the system was completely eviscerated last year when I had an ironclad libel case. The textbook definition of libel was violated in my case, and a and not just one judge, but the judge on the lower court and then three judges on the appellate court threw it out, saying, yes, James Edwards is right, but Aesop's Fable says this. I lost all faith in the current system.
Rightfully so, James.
All of it. So we are sailing under the black flag. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that we should engage in any illegal or unethical conduct. Far from it. In fact, we must be above reproach. But it does require that we give up what Lenin would have called infantile delusions about how we're going to send Mr. Smith to Washington and straighten everything out. It requires first and foremost that all race realists or nationalists, all of us who are right-thinking people, abjure the realm and give up on the system. The system needs faith and belief in it. It actually needs for us to make pathetic and doomed attempts to reform it. What the system cannot handle, however, will be when white people pull the plug on it and write off the system and begin thinking in terms of us and them. And I'll give you a couple
question.
Of
how do we do that?
I'll give you a couple of examples. Well, I mean, how you do it is you understand that there's us and there's them, and they are in control of our institutions and not us. You don't say our Secretary of State denounced Iran in the United Nations. You say their Secretary of State has denounced Iran in the United Nations. You don't say we just bombed Syria. No, they bombed Syria. We didn't move our embassy to Jerusalem. They moved their embassy to Jerusalem. Time has moved forward, ladies and gentlemen. There's no longer any hope for the Mensheviks. And I said this long ago when we were denounced by the United States Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, we here in the political cesspool, namely yours truly and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, were denounced on the record by the United States Congress a couple of years ago. Now,
that's one of the greatest honors in my life.
There you go. That's abjuring the realm.
Thank you, God.
What would most people say? Most people would say, oh, my God, I'm sorry. No, that's not what we said. We said it's an honor. If I had to choose between being honored by this criminally corrupt United States Congress or being denounced by them, I will take being denounced every day. And so we were. And so that's where we are. Abjure the realm. That's where we are in the United States of America. Dissidents can't get legal representation. Dissidents go to jail for defending themselves while the perpetuators of violence get bestowed hundreds of thousands of dollars into their bank accounts, or tens of thousands anyway.
You know, they make the lawyers, I mean, lawyers have a bad reputation. I mean, and I must say, and I have lawyer friends, I know some that are second to none. Sam Dixon, for instance. That just goes beyond imagination. You can't get a lawyer. You know, that's your lawyers, they deserve every lowdown predicament that they're in, other reputation of being ambulance chasers, etc.
If it was a rapist, a rapist or a murderer would have had no problem getting an attorney in Charlottesville. But somebody who went to practice freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, rights guaranteed to them by our founders, by God, by the United States Constitution, to defend the greatest American who ever lived, the monument to the greatest American who ever lived, Robert E. Lee. No, those are the ones who cannot find an attorney. Those are the ones who are serving 6 to 10 years in prison.
And the guy that was a maglite, James, that we talked about, and he got all the lawyers were in line begging to represent him. And like you pointed out, he got what, $160,000.
I don't know how much it was, but it was a lot more money than we've ever raised. But I'll tell you this. That's what's bad. That's the bad news. You know bad news, folks. But don't let the establishment press give you your daily bread. There is good news to know as well. I wanted to get into it, but we kept Kayla for an extra segment. We kept Simon for an extra segment. I would say this. Go to Amrin.com. Amrin.com, you know Jared's website. Look up the article entitled The Hungarian Ambassador's Message to America. There are so many good things going on in Eastern Europe right now. You go and you read what's going on in Hungary. You just know that Viktor Orban retained his seat in the most recent election. He's continuing on as their prime minister. And Viktor Orban is a Christian. He's a nationalist. He is securing the border. There are great things happening in Eastern Europe. But put an exclamation point on that fact, I would encourage you to go to Amrin.com, read the Hungarian ambassador's message to America, an article dated May 17th by Gregory Hood. Read what he had to say here in America. There are still great people in this world. They may be in Eastern Europe, but they still exist, and there's reason for hope, and we can find it there.
There's
we'll be back
hope.
With a third hour right after this.
But don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.